Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of educational talks with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. Today, we want to return to nature. We want to ask you to join us. It's a big trend in Israel and around the world. We'll try to understand it a bit better. Yael, please. So today, there is a tendency that is growing in the past years to return to natural things, less modern, less artificial things. You can also see it in medicine, natural medicine, homeopathic medicine, as opposed to the conventional medicine of chemicals and natural foods instead of processed foods. And also in our environment, there's going back to more natural materials, wood, warmer materials. We can also see it in the way women give birth. There's talk about natural birth instead of birth with epidural. And even in regard to plastic operations, people search for something more natural instead of the bombastic approach we had in recent years. And we feel that there is a desire to return to natural. Why? Do more and more people today want to return to nature? Where does this trend come from? First of all, let's go a bit back into history and understand the current tendency. We see that throughout life, a person used to both nourish himself and heal himself by the environment, by what he had around him. It's heat and cold and plants and what he gets from animals and from the air and the forest and everything there was. And today, people know how to use this. A person was closer to nature. There was less pollution. There was no pollution until the diesel engine, fuel engine was invented and so on. Because even the steam engine wasn't that pollutant. You burn wood or coal. But all in all, it wasn't that air polluting. And also, there was no chemicals in foods. Food was natural. Chicken, fish, everything grew naturally in nature. And people used to catch them, prepare them, and use them. This changed in the past 100 years, even less. To be more specific, than from the 40s, it started in the 40s. Well, the medicine industry started before, but also, doctors in the past, they weren't distant from nature. They weren't far from it. And most of the medicines they got from nature. And we can see the medicine books. When I travel to different places in the world, I like going into reservations. So suppose in Hungary, in Canada, in different such places, old villages that were left this way. People no longer live there, but the village, it remains as kind of like a park, like a reservation. Yeah. And so you have the doctor's house there, the house in which the doctor lived. So next to his house, there is a piece of land where he grows different herbs and how he used to keep these things at home, how he used to dry it all and prepare it. You see an entire industry. And usually the doctor, he was very rich because everyone needed him, and he really knew what to do, because if you don't know what to do, no one needs you. And this is how it was in every village, in every place, even in the smallest places, there was someone who engaged in it, and it was passed on from generation to generation, and everything was taken from nature. And we really see that the animals, they heal themselves from nature. A dog goes out with his master from their apartment on the 20th floor and immediately goes to look for some plant, for some plant to eat, for some grass to eat. He looks for it because he feels that he needs it. He feels from nature that it's a must, that it's a need for his body. And by body, we're also animals. And therefore, it's a shame that we distanced from it. Of course, it would have been easier and more convenient in our times were we to replace everything with different plants and so on for the better. And not only plants, also with things from the still, vegetative, inanimate, if we could really replace these things, switch these things. But we don't really know or understand these things correctly, and therefore we see that it doesn't work, even though that it's good and convenient. Without what we have today, I don't think that I can't imagine how a big city goes out into some forest to look for some weeds, who knows what and how. Today it's impossible. But just like with any other development of ours, where we wanted the technological development so much to build a lot and do a lot, and we thought that it'll give us success and good development and thriving, and suddenly, for the past few decades, we're coming to a state where we're not really that sure that our development is for the better. We see so much phenomena, which is not that pleasant, even though that we tend to accept them and then to agree with it all, and then not even to identify these things. That's a part of us. But nonetheless, we see that after all the development we see in technology, in medicine, in family life, in education, in everything, we see that we cross some hilltop because we thought that that's it, only forward and upwards, and suddenly we see that, no, we're unbalanced. We as if are inclined in a certain direction, and it's unbalanced. We've exaggerated in a certain direction, yes, in some bad direction, and we have to make self-scrutiny and maybe advance through some middle line, so not to completely leave the natural medicine and not to turn to industry for everything. But we, our bodies aren't becoming more sophisticated. We're not turning into some extraterrestrial beings. Our body remains the same. And therefore, it's good for us to allow it some kind of connection to nature, that it's truly needy of it. And therefore we see that in everything, we see that we want to return. We have this kind of an inclination to return to things that in the past were next to us. And then we as if distanced ourselves or these things from us. And today we feel again that maybe it's worthwhile returning to them. These are more natural things that are next to us, wood, glass, leather, fur, different such things, natural fabrics, even if we look at the form of things, today, even lamps, we make them like they used to look 100 years ago. And we have more of a feeling towards things which were more natural, closer to us, where modernism today is felt by us as something emotionless. There are no feelings in it. It's all cold, flat. Forms that don't evoke any good attitude in us. And therefore, the world, eventually, in all realms, after it passed this hill in its development, starts understanding that you can't do anything. A person has to feel convenient, comfortable, and his environment should be more ergonomic. Ergonomics is a science about how do we create a comfortable environment for people. I can't build a table 2 meters high, and I can't build a chair that'll be like, I don't know, I need to publish a book so it will be comfortable, so it'll sit comfortably in my hand. My shoes, they can't be 40 centimeters longer than my foot, but something normal, meaning however much I want to make something original, nonetheless, it returns to good, comfortable, convenient that fits a person's body. The person is the center of creation, and we have to make everything to suit him. And therefore, the more we advance, there is a limit to our advancement. We don't need a jet for every person. We need a house, a nice garden, a lake, maybe. Someone maybe also needs a small boat. Someone needs to live next to a small forest. We will want to return to these different forms that fit our body, which is on the animalistic level. And therefore, whatever novels will be written about jumping between stars, it won't help. I don't want to jump to the stars. I want to have something to relax my soul with next to my house. And this is what we see, that the world is now discovering a tendency back towards nature, returning to nature, let's call it that way. And it's felt in everything, and it's not in vain that we see on different boxes that this is without different additives, chemical substances, and the things they write there. This is something that's appealing to people today. And I think that this is how it's going to happen with each and everything, up to the point where we will return to real bread and real flesh and real everything, that as much as we're told that it's impossible according to quantities and so on and doing it, I think that we'll still find the path how to grow everything without antibiotics and drugs and so on. There's a feeling that I really feel everything you're saying, and there's a feeling that the disconnection from nature, and many times it disbalances humanity, and there's a feeling that we humans have ruined something, and if we go back to nature, it'll correct the feeling of alienation, of artificialness. At least I feel that that's how it is. And the feeling is that if we go back to nature, it'll be the correction of the damages that man made before, and we'll return to the healthy, right source of things, to a healthy life, to greater happiness, joy. For this, we have to change many things. Because we want to build something new in the old world, and to take something old into the new world. And it doesn't really work, because you can't build a city for 20 million people in the way it was before. It's impossible. What? We'll build a 2,000 kilometer village in diameter, and it's as if unrealistic. There'll be more roads there than houses. It's irrational. We still have to think, how can we combine the ergonomic approach, meaning that which suits, fits man's body, with all of our technologies, with all of our demands, that still we won't do it like it was in the past, building an oven in our yard and cooking everything there. It no longer fits. So how do we do something in a new way? We have to think about it. I never thought about it. But returning to nature, the way I see it, it's very respectable. There is time and place for it. And I hope that we won't only return to nature corporeally wise and in terms of medicine and foods and so on, but so it will also be in terms of a person's soul, so that he'll feel that he has to return to nature, he has to connect with all of nature, that he is actually an inseparable component of nature, with all the forces and laws that exist in nature. He has to keep them too, out of his own free choice. Both our body, we have to allow our body to exist in the right and free way as much as possible, and it's possible for sure, even though that we're already 8 billion. May there be 10 billion, doesn't matter. But that we have to give each and every person the ability to be as close to nature as possible with all the modern form that we don't want to give up. This is really a problem that we have to deal with, because the more we distance from nature, the more we feel we suffer. We distance, we think that it's good, artificial, nice, we have everything by the push of a button. Then I feel, no, the push of a button creates more problems than when I used to do it with my hands. And then here, you have to find a certain balance. And also returning to nature so that it will pull us also into the internality of nature, that we'll start feeling that we, as humans, have to find nature's inner force and to connect to it, not only in body, but also in soul, where the forces immersed in nature have to be revealed to us. And we'll start feeling nature's inner language, which is actually the godly language of the upper force that exists in nature and controls it, and also controls us that way. And the nature of the still vegetative inanimate and our body, which also belongs to the still vegetative inanimate, will be as the transitional force, as something that matches between us and a more inner force, a force that's immersed within nature, a program, the upper force, godliness that exists in nature, that this way we'll start feeling in nature itself, in the still, vegetative, animate, from within ourselves, from our body and deeper in, we'll start feeling a connection to godliness. We'll start understanding His language, the way He speaks to us. And this way, returning to nature, we'll really start discovering our real life, eternal as nature, supreme, like godliness. What's the connection, if you can explain a bit, the connection between godliness and nature? That through nature, we can discover godliness. Like it says about Abraham, our patriarch, that he used to go out at night and look at the stars, and he used to see nature around him and ask, where is this upper force that created it all and sustains it and controls it and wants to tell me something through it now? But what does he want to say? I want to hear him, and I can't. I have, like, plugs in my ears or in my heart that I have to open up and hear and feel. And how do I open them up? Until it was revealed to him that the big plug that plugs a person's perception is his ego. And if he rises above the ego and he starts relating with love, with bestowal, with giving, like all of nature, he starts seeing that all of nature is controlled by the force of love and bestowal, and this force speaks to him through everything that there's around. And this is what I think, that our return to nature, our tendency to return to nature, we're not talking about more natural foods or against a pitoral or against artificialness, but actually we have an inner tendency to discover this inner force of nature, godliness, that only through connection with it will we feel that we're really returning to nature. And let's hope that we'll be able to do it quickly and in a good way. And so it won't be that we did a cycle and problems and despair brought us a bit back. that will understand that we needn't distance from nature, but along with delving into nature, we could invent a good, nice, and comfortable life for ourselves so that we won't lose anything from technology if it goes hand in hand with cleaving to nature's internality and to godliness. Why is it so important not to distance from nature? Because we're losing balance, and then it costs us dearly. We start feeding ourselves with different kinds of foods that isn't food, but it's really processed wood. We can make everything out of plastic today. We can print food on a 3D printer, ice cream, meat, wine, milk, and everything, make it out of the same cartridge, which is completely chemical. And to eat it and really think that it's chicken with rice, with things, and nice wine, and all the salads, and it was all made out of some one substance, that the only thing that you have there is this that mass of matter, and the rest is taste and smell additives, all artificial. We can do it. And from the same substance, the same matter, I can also make a chair and a table and food for myself and everything. Maybe someone can say, what, it's great. We're on the verge of a breakthrough and such human development, but it's untrue. Going only in the direction of artificialness like we are now, we're losing our form. We're not, how to put it, we're not becoming better, nicer, more beautiful, more internally rich. We're all in all becoming more machine-like. Like soon we'll make our children out of the 3D printer, out of that same cartridge. Our time's almost up, so let's hope that we're returning to nature. And this is really what I wanted to finish with. In your eyes, returning to nature is what? To the internality of nature and godliness, which includes everything. And then it's not opposed to the entire technological development, but it balances the technological development that will keep on the middle line, the golden path. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.